Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Got a great little secret for you for a beautiful date. If you go out on a first date, this is a secret they're saying. Now, it sounds a little weird to me. I don't know if you want to do it or not, but they say let the other person order their food first.
I always do.
But think about this. What if you are the girl, you know?
I don't want to go first, and okay. I've thought about that.
Okay, tell us why.
It's too much pressure.
Because she don't want her order to be that big.
Okay.
Yeah, because what if I'm like, I'll take this steak smothered in onions, and he's like, I'll have a salad.
Yeah.
That's his fault. He should have bought you somewhere he could afford.
Well, those salads are expensive too, though.
Yeah. Appetizers are expensive. What happened to appetizers?
I took my wife out to a steakhouse, and for whatever reason, I ordered first, probably because I had no class and no manners.
You're going to learn it one day.
But she said she thought to herself, well, if he's ordering a filet, I'm ordering a filet.
And that's good.
And I was excited. I'm like, finally, someone who ordered a filet instead of a salad. And so we hit it off great.
Let's say you're on that first date, though, and the girl's like thinking, I don't want to know how expensive I can go. She wants to go a little bit more pricey. But it's the first date. You don't want to set a bad impression. And it's a lot of pressure. I understand what you're saying, Tori.
I think for a guy, he should do his research on the restaurant.
Yes.
And if you can't afford the most expensive thing other than wine, don't get the wine. But if you can't, then don't choose
go there.
Okay, I agree. But for the girl, because that's a lot of information. Like, she's not thinking that way. She's thinking...
You just said she was, because she's not wanting to order the most expensive thing. So she is thinking that way.
Very little to do. I don't try to get the most expensive thing. Like, even, we've been married for, 84 years. And yeah. I still don't get the most. I look really good for my age. I still don't get the most expensive thing. I was thinking more like carbs. When we first started dating, I didn't want to be the carby while he was over there being healthy.
Oh.
But I did the same thing Jamie did. I was like, I'm going to get the stuffed pasta. And that's how he said. He was like, when she didn't order a salad, that's how I knew.
Okay.
That I'd be broke forever.
Okay. So the secret a great first date, let the other person order their food first. And then if that sounds terrible, they say you order the exact same thing as the person, what they ordered.
That's
the secret. And then there's a study to it. They found that when people on first dates order the same food, it instantly builds trust and camaraderie in the relationship and increases the odds of they'll go out on a second date because they're ordering the same food.
But it doesn't increase the chances of trying two different meals.
Okay.
And it also does increase the chance of you enjoying the meal. I think it does make logical, psychological sense that you like, we both like the same thing. But if she orders like the broccoli kale casserole, I'm not ordering that.
Okay, well, I know you wouldn't do that. But you said you do see the reason to do that.
I see the logic behind it.
Not only with dating, they say, also like if you're on a business lunch and you order the same thing with the person that you're trying to convince to buy whatever. Like, that also builds camaraderie and trust in the relationship.
At what point does it get awkward, though?
I was going to say, I'd be like, are they copying me?
Yeah. You're like, why? I would like a sweet, Diet Coke is what I wanted. And,
you have to be clever about it. You're like, you know what, Jim? That's a great idea. I hadn't considered the broccoli kale casserole, but I think I'm going to try it today.
It doesn't sound appetizing, really.
But I made it sound like I really did get on board, not because I was a freaky copying him, it's just because he thought of something that I was like, that sounds good.
But if you do it too much, it might get kind of creepy because you're going like, you know what? I'll have some those fried cheese sticks, too.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the same thing that Jim ordered, I'll have that too. Uh-huh. Oh, and I want my tea with a twist of lemon and a lot of ice as well.
Mm-hmm. And then when he says, I'll take my bill, I'm like, I ain't asking for that.
I'll take my bill too. That's a great idea.
Another way you can use this technique, they say, if you're out and you're going to impress like your significant other's parents, you've not met them before, and you see what the dad orders if you're the guy, or you see what the mom orders if you're a girl, and you order the same thing.
We are not on the same financial playing field.
I'm not liking this.
Well, no, I don't care if you don't like it or not. It's just a study that they saw that actually improved the camaraderie and the trust. I'm just passing along information. Okay. You don't have to. You know, it's not a rule you have to do this every time you go out.
My father-in-law's over there ordering steak and lobster, and I'm crying at the server like, I'll also have that.
You can also flip the script a little bit, too. And if you're mad at the person, like you might be in a fight or something, you want to order right the opposite and just show them.
If I'm mad, I'm going to say, I'll take the filet and they're going to take the chicken.
Okay.
The chicken fingers. Yeah.
Kids.
All the kids.
Yeah.
And a water.
No okay. Ice.
I'd be like, excuse me, but I don't want that. I want what he's having.
Okay.
Oh, I saw that movie.
What are we talking about? I want what he's having.
What?
Am I missing something? It's over my head.
Missing the check right now.
Oh, I
need
know
the
what
check.
You're talking about please. Now.
Oh, check, please. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, kids are doing this 50% less of the time than their parents did. And most all parents surveyed said they want their kids to actually do more of this.
Chores.
That's not what you said before.
I know, but I'm just making up guesses because I don't know.
Okay.
You guessed outside, go outside before.
I think I did.
And that is correct, Kato.
I did not know.
Yes, going outside. Because 83% of parents thought it was important for their child to learn and use technology, but 9 out of 10 would prefer that their kids spend more time outside playing to develop a connection with nature. You know, see the birds, get some fresh air,
yeah,
whatever.
Just put the tablet outside. They'll follow it.
Hey, why not? That's pretty funny.
Well, they do have a good mixture of technology and outdoors, like that iNaturalist app. And it goes, you can, like, take pictures of a footprint. It'll be, like, common house dog. Or you can take pictures of a leaf, wow. And it'll be, like, poison ivy. But it's pretty amazing.
Wow, you're having so much fun, aren't you?
It is kind of cool, because sometimes you get something like raccoon. Because we've got a stream out behind our house, and there's, like, raccoon tracks out there. And before, I would have been like, is that a squirrel? Is it a raccoon? I have no idea. And now my phone says, that's a raccoon.
Oh, okay. So you just scan the little print there, huh?
Yeah, you just take a picture, or you scan the picture, and it tells you what it is.
Well, I think that you are on to something, though, Tori. Just take.
He said you're on something.
Well, both. But, like, you know, your kid's going, hey, where's my iPad? It's out there on the swing, son.
Here, go fetch.
That is kind of funny. But research found on average, children are playing outside just over 4 hours a week. Now, when their parents were younger, it doubled that, even tripled that.
We didn't have computers then. We didn't have apps. There were no phones to go outside and play with. We didn't have a choice but to play outside.
Right. Well, a psychologist said that being outside encourages children to play in a very different way than being inside, obviously, like making up and being creative, having imagination. I mean, yes, we did not have an iPad. When we were younger, we had a stick. And so we had to imagine what we could do with that stick.
Now, we had some video games, indoor video games.
We did, yeah.
But even then, like I remember as a kid, me and my best friend, what was his name?
Sean Tucker.
No, this was a kid before then.
You only have two best friends. Yeah. One is Sean Tucker.
This was in grade school.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was something Brian Wachter. He and I would come and we'd go to his house and we would take his desk and turn it on its side and turn the chair on its side and turn it into the Starship Enterprise.
Oh.
We were geeks.
Yeah.
But we would, all of a sudden, then we would have this, you know, really cool control board where we could beam people up and there would be space critters, and it was really exciting inside the house.
Well, you know, and a lot of kids now, they can connect online and play video games together. And the only way we really could do that would actually be have your friend come over and you and Mario and him, all three of you, would try to, you know, save Princess Peach.
Yeah.
So that's how it was when we were kids.
But not only that, but we used to do things like Tomb Raider, and you would have one person play, but everyone else will be giving them ideas. Like, try this, go there, try to open that.
Yeah.
Or with Mario, it was very similar. We used to have Mario parties at our apartment.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. We had lots of fun.
Yes. It's different.
Hawk played, too. He was one of the geeks.
But you know what, though?
Oh, don't forget Legend of Zelda.
Now they have birthday parties like that, but we were like teenagers playing.
Teenagers? We were in college.
Okay, college. Playing Mario and trying to help each other.
I had a hamster named after Zelda.
Okay.
She's mean. She bit me a lot.
Now, that's a different kind of game to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that game. I like to see that. But I didn't play games growing up. We had to be outside playing.
Well, we did too. And my mom would lock the door. Like, you know, you can't come back in.
Well, she wouldn't lock it, but we weren't allowed in.
She did? She said she did.
I mean, my neighbors had a clubhouse.
Okay.
So,
we had one out in the woods.
Yeah, we would make that all kinds of. One day it was a medical clinic. We'd make an appointment and go see the doctor. And
they ain't nothing. Okay, wow.
Sometimes it might be a TV studio.
Did you have a copay?
Insurance was bad back then, too, let me tell you.
Yeah. All right, so I pulled up my iNaturalist account real quick.
Oh, my
It's going to be more fun.
Hold on. There's going to be some interesting things here because we're going to make fun of Tori in just a second.
Okay.
All right. The first thing I found was an eastern leaf-footed bug. The next thing was quote-unquote plants. So that one didn't really help me as much as I had hoped.
You're saying download this app to have some more fun?
Having fun already.
So like the next two things were common raccoon footprints.
If you don't stop, I'm about to be addicted to this app.
But Decay's brown snake was when we were trying to find out if something was a copperhead or not.
Where's the raccoon?
The raccoon was in the neighborhood right behind ours in the little stream.
Where was the plants? Because
that was in the same place as the raccoon.
The closet.
So, what are you saying? Are you saying, hey, kids, I've got this app. This is going to encourage you to go outside with Dad and get some fresh air.
Okay, I'm not done yet. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, boy.
On Garlington Road, I took a picture of a bug. It's a brown stink bug.
Kissing bug.
Tori swore to gosh that it was a kissing bug that was going to kill us all.
It'll give you Chagas disease. You need to research your app
as well. I did research it, and it's a brown marmorated stink bug. It is not a kissing bug, but Tori was determined that this bug was going to... We had to go down a different stairway to avoid it because she was sure it was going to kill us.
Because you didn't hear what that bug was saying. He was going... Come here, girly.
That was a French kissing bug right there.
It was actually a brown marmorated stink bug. It was not what Tori said
it was.
Did
you say a lady marmalade stink bug?
That's what I... Orange marmalade.
Okay, so if you're going to go outside or attempt to go outside at all, you need to download this app that Tom's talking about to make it more interesting and fun for you.
I don't even want to go outside now.
It makes it safe for you, so you know whether or not you got a kissing bug that can kill you or just a brown marmalade stink bug.
Tom is saving lives here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I'm so lonely and unfulfilled. What can I do?
Ask your doctor about going outside. Studies show that going outside increases your happiness.
But if I go outside, how will Domino's deliver my pizza?
Go outside and buy food at a supermarket.
Supermarket? It sounds interesting. But if I'm outside, how can I lie on my sofa and binge Netflix 16 hours a day?
You can not do that. Side effects of going outside include breathing fresh air, interacting with other human beings, getting natural light, and not becoming a creepy hermit.
Wow, the outside is amazing. And I love that big yellow ball in the sky.
You mean the sun?
The sun. I gotta remember that.
Going outside. Ask your doctor about it today. In person.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had quite a bit of arguing going on here in the studio this morning. I'm not sure if it's because it's Friday or if people are tired or what, but Tori's been the center of a lot of it.
I was about to say, I feel like we were getting along today.
You know, I mean, she didn't know anything about Kevin Spacey. She didn't know about The Usual Suspects or really any of his movies, which is pretty amazing.
She don't know anything about Georgia, and she's from Georgia. I'm beginning to think she may be an alien.
She could be. This could be a trick. Movie.
You seen Mars Attack? Yeah. I'm the one with the good hair.
Okay. So we got to discussing something else that Tori seems to know nothing about. And this is something we have had an agreement on for literally decades on our show.
This conversation's about to last a lifetime. There's a lot of stuff I don't know.
Okay. Well, this was something you should have known. We have an agreement here on the show. When the lottery gets above a certain point, generally speaking, I think we said 50 million or 100 million. I'm not sure. But when it gets to a certain point, if one of us wins, we've agreed to give $2 million to each of the other players, because that way they would be a millionaire even after taxes. And once you get, I think, $100 million, it's not going to kill you to give $2 million to each of your coworkers.
I might can do that.
Okay.
But okay, well, you've agreed to it in the past, and it's on
the table. I can't remember what the exact amount. First, it was $1 million, but I think that was lower. But if I only went to $20 million.
Well, no one's expecting you on $20
million. I might give you $100,000.
Well, that's even generous, because I don't think we have a requirement for $20
million. Okay.
And I agree that y'all should give me that. So what's the argument?
The argument is, you said you don't even know how to play the lottery. You've never played it in your life.
So
you don't get to play if you're not playing the lottery.
Yeah.
Can I just support y'all?
I will be honest. There have been times in the past that the lottery has been way up there and y'all have gotten y'all's tickets, and I totally forgot that day. But I didn't say anything, because if I would have won, even though I didn't buy tickets, I would have still split it.
You know what, Cato? Don't feel guilty. I bet all of us have done that over the years.
And I think that's acceptable as long as you don't do it every time as a plan.
Right. Yeah.
Hold on.
If you forget.
So they just admitted that they also have not played, but they still play y'all's game.
We usually play.
Yes.
Well, sure, then I usually play too.
You just admitted you have never played at all.
But I was just kidding.
We're not going to prepare, but you're not getting paid. This is like a legally binding
like being at work.
Conversation. If you were to play along with us, it would improve our odds of winning, and it would also have a chance, like maybe you win and we all get $2 million and we're happy campers.
It's kind of like playing a board game or something, and it's like, you know, we all three are playing Monopoly, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, I win too, and you're not even playing the game.
I'm about to Uno reverse all y'all.
Okay.
About what?
Uno reverse.
Oh. She doesn't even know how to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play Uno either.
We know.
Oh, my gosh.
So my question to you is, wouldn't you see this as an opportunity to learn how to get in on this?
I have intense social anxiety, and the idea of sitting there and having to be like, I'll take that one. Is that all you do? You just walk up and you're like, I'll take that one?
No.
Or
no.
Are there questions?
You go in and
you
say, I'll have a quick pick. Give me two quick picks.
That's all you got to do for when they'll ask for which one, usually.
Yeah.
You just say the big one is all you got to do. So that's as easy as it can be. Two quick picks, want the big one.
I'm already anxious.
There you go.
Or five. Five's good, too.
You can get five, too. It's according to what we all agree on.
You don't have to power up.
I think I only buy one. If
one is fine. If you're doing, as long as you're doing one, it's okay. I usually like to up my statistics a little.
True.
So I do power up. But you know what? Also, you know, you're kind of like that person that watches the Super Bowl and their team wins and like, hey, we won. And you didn't even play in the game.
She's expecting a payout.
Yeah.
She's like, we won, and I want a ring.
Yeah, I want a Super Bowl ring.
What kind of ring?
Yeah.
Is it pretty?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're very pretty. They're very expensive.
They're toilet bowl ring. I don't know.
So if you want to be in on this with us, you have to buy tickets.
Well, someone needs to go with me to buy a ticket.
Okay. Honestly, the cashier can help you get a Powerball ticket.
And I'm surprised your dad did not teach you that. That's one of the things parents need to teach kids about life and adulting is this is how you buy your lottery ticket, son, and hopefully you will be set for life.
To be fair, they have now instituted standards in the South Carolina schools where kids do have to learn these things.
Yeah, because you need to know about all the retirement plans. Well, 401k, Social Security, and Powerball.
Why not?
My daughter is taking that class right now, and she keeps calling me in there. She's like, Dad, tell me about this retirement crap. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not retired yet. Yeah. She's like, yeah, but you will be soon. And I'm like, do you know something I don't know?
You will be soon, dude. Oh, I mean, honestly.
It sounds like that Monty Python skit where they're like, bring out your dad. And he's like, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah. She's 16. To her, I'm retired as far as she's concerned. But
look, you walk in, and unless you've got your own five numbers you want to play, you walk up to the cashier.
Don't complicate it, Kato.
And say, I need a quick pick for Powerball. They'll say, do you want to power up? Which means you can win. If you don't win the jackpot, you can win more if you power up. But it costs a dollar more.
And don't power up.
And then they'll ask you if you want to do double play, because Powerball has a double play now.
Stop, Kato. You're making it worse.
And then...
I feel like I'm failing school all over again.
Just go in and ask for a Powerball and say, listen, give me a quick pick Powerball. That's all you need to know. It'll cost you $2 or three.
Or you can do like me sometimes. You know what?
I think it might be three.
Kind of like when we were at school, just cheat off your neighbor. You see somebody filling up the lottery card, you just look at theirs. Give it to the cashier.
But I am going to say, we're not going to trust you. You're going to need to bring in your lottery ticket for us to believe you play.
Yes. At least for the first five times you do it.
I thought we were like family at this point.
We are. That's how we allow
to do. That's why you don't trust me.
We're family that knows you well enough to know that you would lie and just not buy them if you had a chance to.
I wouldn't lie. I would like maybe just smudge details.
She would lie.
This is a good weekend to do it. Powerball's $215 million. What's the pay?
$165 Mega Millions.
The only payout I need to know is if one of y'all play it, because I probably forget to buy my tickets, too.
All right, we're going to demand to see yours now, too.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.